said Miss Bartlett, repressing Lucy, who was about to speak.
"What I mean," he continued, "is that you can have our rooms and we'll have yours. We'll change."
The better class of tourist was shocked at this and sympathized with the newcomers. Miss Bartlett, in reply, opened her mouth as little as possible and said,
"Thank you very much indeed. That is out of the question."
"Why?"
said the old man, with both fists on the table.
"Because it is quite out of the question, thank you."
"You see, we don't like to take,"
began Lucy. Her cousin again repressed her.
"But why?"
he persisted.
"Women like looking at a view, men don't."
And he thumped with his fists like a naughty child and turned to his son, saying,
"George, persuade them."
"It's so obvious they should have the rooms," said the son. "There's nothing else to say."
He did not look at the ladies as he spoke, but his voice was perplexed and sorrowful. Lucy, too, was perplexed, but she saw that they were in for what is known as quite a scene, and she had an odd feeling that whenever these ill-bred tourists spoke, the contest widened and deepened till it dealt not with rooms and views, but with, well, with something quite different, whose existence she had not realized before. Now the old man attacked Miss Bartlett on